Community Connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400 K1 and a Community Connection. We get to talk with some folks from the League of Women Voters. I'm going to start off with the frequent voice that we get to hear from the League, Connie Lavoie. Thanks for coming in, Connie.
It is a pleasure.
You brought one of your other board members along with you, Roger Elmore, and we'll get to Roger in just a moment. But just because you're the familiar voice, I thought I'd start with you. League of Women Voters, again, a nonpartisan organization interested in increasing voter activity, primarily through education. And sometimes it's a matter of getting people educated on the how to vote, and sometimes it's the issue, but more like usually it's a nonpartisan candidate forum or other things. I can't think of a time the League has ever taken a position on an issue, but I won't say you don't. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You've just done a great job of encapsulating the League. We're nonprofit, as you said, nonpartisan, and that means we never support a particular candidate or party. Sometimes we do have issues that we take a position on, and that's after consensus. But we're just not political in the sense of being for a particular person or party. And I think that's really important. I think
there's the difference between being nonpartisan and being nonpolitical. So
right. So I always like to talk about that, so I'm glad you brought it up. But we encourage citizens to have a say in how our state and national government is run. And the ways we do that are by making it easy for them to get information and to register to vote as new voters or to update their voter registrations. So I wanted to just talk about some of the things we did last fall because I'm kind of proud of it. We have League members. We have about 40 League members, but I have additionally maybe 20 or more just volunteers. They're not members of the League. And they all helped us last fall before the election. We distributed thousands of voter guides in this area to help people get ready to vote by getting the information they needed about candidates and issues and what was going to be on the ballot. And we were part of National Voter Registration Day. And that was in September. So we got to help as part of the team. And as a result, there was partly because of us, we can't take all the credit. There's a lot of interest in the election in the fall, but there was a big increase in voter engagement in Oklahoma, as I'm sure you know. The State Election Board reported the highest number of registered voters ever and the largest participation since 2004. 60% of registered voters cast their ballots. Now, when I hear that, I think, wow, that's not very good. But it's all relative,
isn't it?
Thank you.
I'm glad I'm not the only one on that soapbox occasionally.
But apparently that's pretty good compared to.
Historically, over the last at least 20 to 30 years, that's an excellent turnout,
yeah.
I'm sorry to say.
And it's sad. But people, I have noticed in doing voter registration in the last 2 years, an increase in their receptiveness to talk to us and to say, yeah, I guess I need to get my registration updated, or yeah, I guess I will. Before that, there was not as much. Sometimes people just weren't interested. But we're always out there. We did 17 voter registration events last year.
Including some at the high school.
In this area. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Upcoming. Yeah, you're just so great at the segues. I can't believe it. You read my mind. So upcoming voter registration events. The first one is this Monday at the library. We'll be there 9 a.m. to 6:15 all day in the lobby. We do spring and fall registration. So we're going to be at Rogers State University on Tuesday, April 23rd all day, Tri-County Tech in May, and we will be at Bartlesville High School as well this spring because we like to especially register new voters. So we'll have information, too. We always have information about how to contact our legislators and just can answer questions about voting. So
I know you on a regular basis. I'm not sure how often regular is, but I know on a regular basis you publish a book with a yellow cover. It's always a yellow cover, mm-hmm. a voter guide. And no, it's not telling you how to vote. It's a guide for information for voters on, like you said, how to get a hold of your elected officials. By the way, what they make, a lot of other good information about elected officials, county, state, local level, that just puts a lot of good research all in one place for you.
Well, we're at a point where we need to take a look at that as Citizens Guide, and we are getting it online, and we need to, you know, it always has to be updated. We don't have a new one out. We're going to be working on that. But we have also vote411.org, which is an excellent place to get information. That's a National League website.
We are talking with Connie Lavoie, and we'll get Roger Elmore involved in the conversation a little bit later on. If people would like to just find out more about the organization in general, you meet on a regular basis, and membership is open. I know the name of the organization legally is the League of Women Voters. It's that because it was a good choice at the time the organization was founded. But, everybody is welcome and invited to become a member.
That's a good point, Charlie. We have a website, lwvbartlesville.org, and we're on Facebook. And, in terms of the membership, out of the 40 members, five of them are men right now. But I know that a lot of people might assume that it's just for women, so I'm really glad you brought that up. It's for everybody. And we also, we're available to do presentations if people want to know about voting, or just contact us anytime. And the best way is to go to the website, and you'll get the information on how to contact us.
And again, there will be municipal voting for Copan, for Ramona, for I think Dewey has a municipal election coming up fairly soon. Bartlesville School Board, if they follow through on their plan, will have a bond issue in August. Some dates that are coming up relatively soon, depending on where you live, whether or not you're eligible to vote in those elections.
I'm glad to know about that, the Copan, Ramona, and Dewey events coming up. So the school board election, that's not... That hasn't finalized yet.
The board will vote on that. They're planned to call the election during the May school board election for a August vote on a bond issue.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for the info.
We are again talking with Connie Lavoie and Roger Elmore, and this is K1 on a Community Connection. More coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And continuing a community connection on the 1400 K1 and League of Women Voters, talking with Connie Lavoie, but Roger Elmore also is a board member of the League. And Roger, I know there is an event coming up this month. Is it the 29th? Am I right on that?
Yes, April 29th at 7 p.m. at the Bartlesville Public Library in Meeting Room A, which is the upstairs meeting room. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a presentation by the Washington County Election Board Secretary, Yvonne House. And she's just going to be giving primarily a broad overview about voting in Oklahoma and why voting is important. You know, we were kind of lamenting the voter turnout numbers from previous elections. But as we were also talking about elections occur all the time. You know, there's elections every year, multiple times per year, that school board elections, special elections, municipal elections. And so it's, you know, it's important that citizens are politically engaged in the process, and it's important that citizens and voters, you know, listen to local radio and read their local newspaper and state newspapers and stay informed about issues and candidates and bond issues and whatnot. In general, Ms. House is going to talk about how to register to vote. You know, if you're how to vote if you're overseas in the military or a college student away from home.
Federal legislation has made it very easy for military members to vote overseas. I mean, there are steps you have to do, but they have really tried to make it as easy as possible. So,
well, that is good. That's something to applaud for sure. I think also Ms. House is going to talk about a bill or two that are currently going through the legislature mm-hmm. that have to do with elections and voting.
There was, and I'm sure she's going to address a news article that was out. I'm not sure exactly how long ago. I'll say fairly recently. Talking about existing law and how the Oklahoma and some other states require election officials to occasionally purge rolls that, in my words, not the laws. We haven't heard from you. We haven't seen you for a long time. You could be dead. We don't know.
Right. Yeah. There was an Oklahoma Watch article, and it was also in the Examiner Enterprise recently. Ms. House had commented in that article as well about it. Oklahoma is one of seven states that periodically will remove inactive voters from the registration. And it's a long process. It takes, I think, 8 to 10 years, but they remove the voters, inactive voters, in odd number of years. And I think you have to miss two general elections, and then they'll send you a notification in the mail. If that notification is kind of returned to sender, or if you don't respond to it, then your status will become inactive. Now, you can still vote at that time, and that will reactivate your status. Mm-hmm. But if you don't vote for two more general elections, then you're taken off the rolls. I was surprised by some of the numbers. I find the numbers on enrollment and voter turnout really interesting.
They're public information, and it's relatively easy to get. And yeah, there's some you can draw some interesting conclusions from what the numbers do or don't say. Yeah.
In the Oklahoma Watch article, it mentioned that there was 290,000 voters were taken off the roll. Between January of 2017 and January of this year, 2019. And the overwhelming majority of those registrants were removed due to inactivity. Hmm. And that's why we want to have, you know, programs that try to engage with the public and get the public more interested in voting and being up to speed on issues that may affect them locally or at the state level. That they really need to be informed about. Some of the other reasons that people are removed from the rolls, other than inactivity, is death. If you die, you should be taken off the voter rolls, naturally.
There are stories in other states of the graveyards voting. Right. I don't know that was a reason that it was included, but it's a good assumption.
Also, if you've been convicted of a felony, you lose your right to vote, I think, until twice the amount of time your original sentence has passed. Mm-hmm. So I myself feel kind of embarrassed that I didn't know about this law until I read that article recently. But so I've got a lot of questions for Ms. House that I want to ask at her presentation on the 29th.
And of course, that's what Yvonne will be there for, is to answer those questions. She is certainly regarded as an authority, not only locally, but well-respected in the state as far as how efficiently and how well-run Washington County elections are. And so why not allow her the opportunity to be there and educate voters? So please turn out for that. By the way, it's free, right?
It is absolutely free, 100% free.
And so, again, just to remind you again, that's at the upstairs meeting room at the public library on the 29th. I don't have a calendar in front of me. What day of the week is that?
That'll be Monday.
Okay. So Monday the 29th on that one. Please be there and you get some great information, just like you do from the league when you attend one of your league forums or one of the other informational sessions. This is something that certainly is... I think many people, certainly the way I was taught in school, it's among a American citizen's most precious right and should be, as my opinion, exercised frequently.
Absolutely.
If somebody would like to find out more about becoming a member of the league or just with questions, yes, be there for that event. But the league is a great source whenever you just have a question.
Right. The website, lwvbartlesville.org.
Okay. That's a community connection, and Connie and Roger in from the League of Women Voters with some information for us on AM 1400. Coming up in just a bit, news from the Oklahoma News Network, and by the way, our community connection brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Windy weather today. A wind advisory will be underway today, this afternoon through early evening. This is ahead of